If you've just joined us, our guest this week is Jeff Cook of AutoBidsOnline.com. Mike, continuing his interview with a startup entrepreneur. Mike?
Walking in our shoes as entrepreneurs, and once again, the take for the listener is two things. You're learning about Jeff's experience, but you also get to ask yourself these questions, and not everybody has a good answer to these questions, so hopefully we're challenging Jeff a little bit, and he's wearing well today so far. How long have you been doing this?
We launched the site in April of this year.
Yeah,
we started development in August of 2008.
Okay.
So it's really come to light fast.
Right. And then what you were doing before that, software for dealerships?
Yeah, and we continue to do that. That's what's funded our development. Mm-hmm. is we have an established base of dealers, and so that's really helped out.
And what kind of entrepreneur are you? You should understand that about yourself. And we have all types we see on this show, and I run into all types and enjoy different things about different entrepreneurs. But what type you are should tell you a little bit about what you should and should not attempt. And there'll be tools very soon on my website that help you diagnose that for yourself. And it's a good thing to know. So, Jeff, what kind of entrepreneur are you, in your own words?
The one that doesn't like to talk about himself a whole lot.
It's all right.
No, it's hard to pigeonhole. I would say probably one that has no fear when it comes to new ideas, but also one that believes in balance in my life.
That's good.
So no fear, meaning
you'll
try anything.
You're a risk taker.
Now, does that change your behavior the higher the stakes?
Not really. The one thing that it does is requires me to focus on focus. I can get many irons in the fire and many ideas going simultaneously. That's probably the biggest challenge that I have personally. Mm-hmm. is maintaining focus.
That's why hire number two for an entrepreneur needs to be a person that's very understanding in how to focus you, right? So do you have that person?
That's the Longhorn I was just referring to in the previous segment.
Okay.
He came over to us from City Financial Automotive. He was a senior VP, Shannon McCaig, for them, and he's fantastic. He's energetic. He's organized.
Good.
Really keeps us on, on message.
So you're a bold entrepreneur. You're not tentative. You're not afraid of risk. Any other things you know about yourself as an entrepreneur?
That's really hard to say. I mean, I'm open-minded. The whole AutoBids Online idea came to me from two guys from Oklahoma City, my co-founder in the company, David Beekler and mm-hmm. Mike Truscott. And when they first came to me, I thought, well, this is a Super Bowl ad type of play,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the pockets for that. But, in looking at it, we talked about it, and it was worth taking a shot at, and we're real happy that we did.
So are you followable? Are you? You think
I mean, our lead developer, Mike Truscott, has been with me at this company now for 7.5, 8 years mm-hmm. and has worked with me in other entrepreneurial endeavors before.
Are you visionary?
I sure hope so. I think so, yeah.
You think you are?
Yeah.
Right.
I
tell people personally, I spend most of my life in the future. I spend very little energy on the present.
Yeah. It doesn't do you a whole lot of good.
Well,
it's
already kind of half-baked.
Yeah.
The future is where is what I make it.
There's the whole focus thing, right?
Right. But the issue is, and not everyone can do that, the society would grind to a halt. So, now, what industry do you think this is you're competing?
Well, it's consumer automotive shopping and also dealer lead generation. We've got a B2B component and a B2C component.
Let's talk about you. You're entertaining, and I want to. How long you been an entrepreneur?
Since 1992, I was a 90 graduate of University of Oklahoma. Went to work for Mobil Oil, and mm-hmm. I had 2 years of corporate life, and that was 2 years too much for me.
He matches me. I had two. I think I had 3 years of corporate life, and then I was out at 23. So fine. Now, what's your emotional lifestyle as an entrepreneur?
It's evolved.
Does that mean you've gone through therapy or what?
No, I'll tell you this. When I started my first business, I took a buyout from Mobil, and I had 16 weeks worth of severance after working uh-huh. there for 2 years. I mean, I had money forever,
right?
Unfortunately, I had two buddies that were trust fund buddies, and I played golf and fished for about 15 of the 16 weeks.
Wow.
And I found out real quick that I better get serious. I've worked my 100-hour weeks. I mentioned balance earlier, and I enjoy my time outdoors. I enjoy my work,
mm-hmm.
but I work so I can play, and I better be good at one to get the other.
Do you ever wish you just had a job?
No,
never
absolutely
do?
Not. No.
Can you imagine? I can't even remember what that thing that would feel like. But
Shannon just came to us from, you know, 20 years in corporate life, uh-huh. 8 years at City Financial, and he almost says every day how much he's glad to be in an entrepreneurial type of environment than a corporate environment. I feel exactly the same way.
And where's your daily passion coming from in this business?
You know what? I've always been a creator. You know, be it drawing. I designed, you know, my first golf course when I was, I think, 10 or 11 years mm-hmm. old. You know, mm-hmm. I still play with, you know, housing designs and mm-hmm. other things like that. I just have a creative instinct.
And how do you recharge?
I spend time outdoors. I've got a couple of horses my wife and I ride. Mm-hmm. I hunt and fish a lot. I like to go to my nephew's ball games. Mm-hmm. I shut it down. I get up and go to work right. early, and I shut it down about 5 o'clock.
I'd like to end on that, though. You've been a great guest. Thanks for coming on.
I've enjoyed it a bunch.
AutoBidsOnline.com. Buy your next new car there. Gary, what do you think?
I think this was a great show. And as Mike always says,
this is Mike Whitaker, your Defender-in-Chief of the American Entrepreneur. Now go out and have a great week.